From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian government encourages fashion industry to support economic growth. Indonesia will inaugurate the Palapa Ring satellite. Indonesia approves the development of Lhokseumawe Semawe offshore gas. The news in detail. The Indonesian government is encouraging the development of creative industry, particularly fashion, to support the national economy. Manpower Minister Hanif Dakiri stated this after attending design competition Fashion Paradise 2019 in Semarang, Central Java on Saturday. Minister Hanif said the fashion industry is the second largest contributor in the creative economy subsector after cuisine or culinary. He added the Indonesian human resources in the fashion sector are not inferior to those of other countries. Moreover, young designers from the domestic fashion industry took part in a fashion show held in Paris late last month. He was hopeful that the Fashion Paradise 2019 will offer a good momentum to all sides to drive the creative industry, particularly the fashion sector. The Fashion Paradise 2019 is held every year as part of the efforts to develop the fashion industry. Education and Culture Minister Muhajir Effendi has appealed to Indonesia's regional governments to seriously manage museum as a symbol of civilization and as a means for the younger generations to study the journey of this nation. Speaking during the peak commemoration of the Museum Day 2019 in Jakarta on Saturday, he said the government is serious about caring and maintaining museums as a symbol of civilization that must be maintained if a nation aims to become an advanced country. The public must also frequent these museums because they keep historical messages that everybody, particularly younger generation, need to know. Minister of Communication and Informatics Rudiantara on Saturday disclosed that the Palapa Ring satellite would be inaugurated at the Merdeka Palace on Monday, October the 14th. At the same time, he denied that there was a delay in the inauguration. According to Rudiantara, the construction process had been completed well in late August. He added there were already a number of telecommunication operators who conducted trials and were interested in using the Palapa Ring satellite. According to him, the Palapa Ring has the potential to be an incentive for telecommunications operators to carry out even distribution of tariffs. The Aceh Oil and Gas Management Agency stated that the government of Indonesia, through the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, has approved the plan of development 1 Pesangan Big Gas Field of Lhokseumawe Semawe, which is operated by the cooperation contract contractors Zara Tex NV. Acting head
of the agency Azhari Idris in Banda Aceh on Saturday explained that the gas field is about 7 kilometers off Lok Semawe Beach and is targeted to start first production in early 2023. He said to optimize the plan, a series of preparatory activities would be carried out, including the completion of the environmental assessment study and engineering design and other preparations to support development of offshore platforms and installation of 7 kilometers of undersea gas pipelines and construction of gas separator facilities on land equipped with CO2 removal and gas dryers. According to him, Zaratex will also carry out further exploration activities by drilling an additional minimum of 2 wells to ensure the age of gas production can be longer and the volume of production can also be increased. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The city of Kupang will host a national seminar on the development of smart cities in Indonesia to be attended by dozens of regional heads consisting of 24 mayors and a number of regions. The mayor of Kupang East Nusa Tenggara, Jefferson Riwu Kore, in Kupang on Sunday said the national seminar entitled Sharing Best Practices of the Indonesian CityNet 2019 will take place from October the 16th to 18. He said there were 18 cities development area in Indonesia in 2019. According to him, the number of participants who attended the activity that was first carried out in Kupang City was around 500 people, consisting of mayor, regions, heads of regional people's representative councils, and leaders from participating regions. The seminar, themed Smart City Development Strategy, is planned to present the main speaker of the Minister of Communication and Informatics, Rudiantoro. In addition, several speakers such as CityNet President from Sidoarjo, Saifullah, and Banyuwangi Region, Abdullah Azwar Anas, and professor from Seoul Institute of Technology, South Korea, Mr. Kisel Lee. Toshiba Energy System and Solution Corporation has signed a memorandum of understanding with state-owned electricity company PLN to build hydrogen-based energy system with zero CO2 emission to meet electrical power need in Indonesia's remote areas. The MOU is particularly aimed at accelerating the adoption of hydrogen-based autonomous energy supply system H2-1TM in Indonesia, Toshiba said in its official statement released on Sunday morning that Toshiba and PLN signed the MOU during the 6th Indonesia-Japan Energy Forum held by the Japanese Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry, or METI. Based on this MOU, Toshiba and PLN will evaluate viable technologies and policies necessary for an advanced adoption of the commercial H2-1TM in the archipelago of Indonesia by 2023. An Indonesian painter, Sasha Tranggono, held a solo exhibition theme From Indonesia with Love held at Museo de Oriente Lisbon, Portugal, from October the 10th to November the 17th. Information from the Indonesian Embassy in Lisbon received on Saturday said the exhibition is facilitated by the embassy. It is displaying 15 works of painting with wayang or puppets, batik and butterflies motifs. The exhibition also included 3 human-sized puppet show installations. In this exhibition, Sasha Tranggono presenting a painting entitled The Last Supper by using the puppet characters as the object of the painting, different from The Last Supper by Leonardo da Vinci. Sasha, who studied fine arts at Vrije Academie Rotterdam in the Netherlands, made wayang and batik the main sources of inspiration for her work. Through her paintings, she wants to introduce Indonesian culture to the world. Director of Museo de Oriente, Joao Amorim, said the solo exhibition was held in Portugal for the first time by an Indonesian painter. According to him, the theme of wayang and batik is interesting for the Portuguese public. The painting exhibition was opened by the Indonesian ambassador to Lisbon, Ibnu Wahyutomo, with the Rama Sinta dance performance, a creative dance that combines elements of Javanese and Balinese culture that is packaged dynamically through the development of traditional movements. Last item,
Lamandau Regency Central Kalimantan held the 2019 Babukung Festival, which was included in the National Tourism Calendar of the Ministry of Tourism. It was marked by the Bukung Mass Carnival with thousands of participants, consisting of various community groups in 8 sub-districts and other parties from Lamandau and outside the region. Region of Lamandau Hendral Semana in Nanga Bulik, Central Kalimantan, on Saturday said thousands of participants representing each district displayed 8 characters masks of Luha. There were Balinese masks from the Balinese who live in Lamandau, Reok Ponorogo from East Java, as well as cultural performances from the Toraja and Batak clans could also be found in the event. Before being released from the Bulik District's office yard, a traditional ceremony of Gerarung Pantan Memorandum was held to welcome guests from the Ministry of Tourism as well as the Maukung Bukung ritual. The inclusion of Babukung Festival in the National Tourism Calendar, in addition to being a pride for the district, government, and local residents, is also a pride for Central Kalimantan. To end the news, here are the main points once again. The Indonesian government encourages fashion industry to support economic growth. Education and Culture Minister wants museum develop as symbols of civilization. The Indonesian government is to inaugurate the Palapa Ring satellite. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources approves the development of Lok Semawe offshore gas. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
This week's spotlight is on Papua, an integral part of Indonesia. Defense Minister Yamir Zatria Kudu stressed that Papua was an integral part of Indonesia and it was final, so there was no room for debate. When addressing the Papuan and West Papua communities in Abipura, Jayapura, Papua on Thursday, October the 9th, Yamir Zatria Kudu invited Papuans to develop the region towards a just and prosperous society. He said since the proclamation of independence in 1945, all Dutch colonies have been taken over by the legitimate Indonesian government, including Papua. In this era of globalization, Yamir Zatria Kudu also reminded to strengthen the nation's identity. The Minister of Defense said, in the competition of the new era globalization at this time, the strong identity and national unity will come out to be winners, while the losers will be losers and will continue to be exploited by their natural resources. He added that Pancasila was the glue of the Indonesian people from Sabang to Papua, from Rote Island to Miangas Island, and it has proven to be effective in uniting thousands of differences ranging from ethnicities, culture, race, and religion. Earlier, Defense Minister Yamir Zatria Kudu had met with 7 traditional leaders of Papua and West Papua. During the meeting, he brought a message of peace and harmony for the future of Papua that is safe and peaceful and prosperous within the framework of the Unitary Republic of Indonesia and KRI. According to him, it is time for the Papuan people to do joint activities to coordinate and stay in touch with deliberations to reach consensus so that peace in the region can be created. Yamir Zatria Kudu said he felt honored to be able to come back to Papua after some time. In a meeting with representatives of 7 indigenous Papuan leaders, he was accompanied by a number of officials from the Ministry of Defense, Papuan Deputy Police Chief Brigadier General James and the Cendrawasi Military Regional Chief of Staff Brigadier General Irham Waroihan. Meanwhile, one of the traditional leaders from the West Papua, Nando, said all traditional Papuan leaders supported President Joko Widodo's commitment to advance the land of Papua. He said progress would bring peace to Papua. Therefore, in his second period, President Joko Widodo is expected to be able to open many isolated areas and expand areas that are quite broad in scope. Well, that was this week's Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, I'll begin with October 13, 1952. Margaret Thatcher is born. Margaret Hilda Thatcher is a British politician, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom with the longest tenure during the 20th century from 1979 to 1990. and the only woman who ever held that position. A Soviet journalist dubbed her Iron Lady, a term which was later linked to politics and leadership styles. As prime minister, she implemented conservative policies, which would later be called Thatcherism. Turning to October 13, 1976, Bolivia plane crashes. Boeing 707 aircraft crashed in Santa Cruz, Bolivia, and killed 100 people. The plane crashed into a downtown building and destroyed a soccer field close to the runway. The plane lost control of one of its four engines after taking off at 13:30 local time. Bolivian aviation officials said some people had heard the explosion before the plane crashed, and they saw fire in one of the engines in the left wing. Aircraft debris then fell on a shop and finally destroyed the soccer field that was being used. Several spectators were reported killed on the spot. The aircraft is owned by Jet Power Incorporation, Miami, Florida, and is being leased by the national airline Lloyd Aerereno Boliviano. Before experiencing a fatal accident, a Boeing 707 had delivered an engine to make oil wells and other goods from Houston, Texas, heading to Santa Cruz. I'll end with October the 13, 2010, International Natural Disaster Reduction Day. The International Natural Disaster Reduction Day was designed by the General Assembly of the United Nations to encourage people and governments to take part in building communities that are resistant to natural disasters. The day was initially commemorated every second Wednesday in October. This commemoration day is part of the proclamation of the International Declaration of Natural Disaster Reduction, which began in 1990. In 2002, further resolutions of the United Nations General Assembly decided to maintain efforts to reduce the impact and mitigation of global natural disasters by creating an International Commemoration Day that is observed every year. In 2009, the United Nations General Assembly designated October 13th as the International Disaster Reduction Day. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read a letter sent by Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Bashir said that he was listening to our broadcast through internet streaming on www.voinews.id on October 7, 2019 at 13:30 until 1400 hours UTC. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. Thank you for always monitoring our broadcast every day. And special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Dan ku takkan pernah berhenti berharap mentari kan bersinar lagi. Rubah tiap hariku, rubah sepi hatiku. Apa ini janji? Thank you.
Listen to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today, Sunday, October the 13th, is entitled The Success of the 2018 Asian Games is Momentum for the Glory of Indonesian Nation. Minister of National Development Planning or Head of the Bappenas Bambang Brojonegoro said the successful implementation of the 2018 Asian Games must be the initial momentum of the glory of Indonesian sports. Bambang Brojonegoro was speaking in the 2018 Asian Games one-year reflection seminar and Indonesian Sport Performance Improvement Plan in Bappenas Building, Jakarta on Thursday, October the 10th. A year ago, the 18th Asian Games event was successfully held in Jakarta and Palembang. Success involves three things, namely the success of the organization, achievement, and economy. The second largest sport after the Olympics turned out to be a successful match with 40 sports, with 465 matches and 11,720 athletes, up 20% compared to the 2014 Asian Games in Incheon, South Korea. Even able to bring up to around 1.7 million domestic tourists and 78,000 foreign tourists, 40 branches with 465 match numbers and more than 16,000 participants, increased by 20% compared to participants at the 2014 Incheon Asian Games. In addition, in the record of achievement, Indonesia carved a new history by ranked fourth in the medal tally. According to Bambang, this momentum should not just appear like that. Especially in the holding of the Asian Games in the previous years, Indonesia always had difficulty getting even a gold medal. As for economic improvement, a survey of Bappenas and the Institute of Economic Investigation and Community, Faculty of Economics and Business, University of Indonesia, noted that most Asian Games visitors spend on souvenirs, hotels, food and beverages, with a total foreign tourist expenditure of 1.9 trillion rupiahs and the total domestic tourist expenditure of 1.8 trillion rupiahs. That shows the national economic growth of about 0.05%. Minister Bambang Brojonegoro also conveyed that success in sports facilities and infrastructure at the 2018 Asian Games must be well maintained and used. With the success, he said, Indonesia's orientation must shift, no longer at the SEA Games, but the Asian Games and the Olympics. According to him, the Southeast Asian Games or SEA Games is only a preparation and trial event for junior athletes to be able to compete in the international championships. In addition, with the achievement of the 2018 Asian Games, he hopes that Indonesia can win more gold medals at the largest sporting event like the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Well, that was my Indonesia Today on the success of the 2018 Asian Games momentum for the glory of the Indonesian nation. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our regular listener, Yoshiaki Wada in Japan. He was listening to our podcast in Japanese program at 2000 until 2200 hours UTC on October 5, 2019. And his info was 22222. In his email, Mr. Wada complained that the reception of the Japanese broadcast was not so good, but he very impressed on the content of the program. Hello, Mr. Yoshiaki Wada. Thank you very much for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. We suggest you to listen to our broadcast through website www.voinews.id in order you can monitor our broadcast clearly. Your email has been forwarded to Japanese section. And please come to our office if you visit Indonesia. We are waiting for your coming. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song to you. Here is the song.
From Jakarta, Here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I will introduce pisang mulut bebek or Dutch mouth banana, which is a culinary from Halmahera, Maluku. Pisang mulut bebek or Dutch mouth bananas is mostly found in the area of West Halmahera and North Halmahera. This kind of banana is said cannot grow when planted outside the Halmahera area. It is called pisang mulut bebek or duck mouth banana because this banana has a slender shape and long curve like a duck's mouth. The skin color never turns yellow even though it's ripe. This duck mouth banana has a chewy yet crispy texture with a slight dry and sweet taste without high water content, making it suitable for use as a substitute for rice. This banana can be enjoyed with side dishes that have salty or sweet taste. Pisang mulut bebek or duck mouth bananas is often fried and enjoyed at tea time, accompanied by the popular beverage of North Halmahera called air guraka or guraka water, which is a beverage made from ginger water and palm sugar topped with walnuts. The fried bananas, although sounds quite simple, is really delicious. Bananas are sliced and fried in hot oil. Meanwhile, you also need to prepare 1 glass of water mixed with 2 tablespoons of salt. Bananas that are being fried in hot oil are then poured with 1 tablespoon of salt water and fried until they are really crispy. You will get a final appearance of duck mouth bananas, which at a glance are similar to banana chips. Crispy when beaten and salty taste adds to the sweet taste of the fried banana. Enjoying fried duck mouth bananas is incomplete when it is not dipped in dabu-dabu sauce, which is typical Maluku sauce. How to make dabu-dabu sauce is also easy. The ingredients are only tomatoes, chili peppers, grilled shrimp paste, shallots, and leftover oil from frying bananas. The taste of crispy fried bananas mixed with sour tomatoes and spicy chili from dabu-dabu sauce is really delicious. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today with the topic of pisang mulut bebek or duck mouth banana originating from Halmahera, Maluku. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Mr. D. Sarkar in India. He was listening to our podcast through frequency 3325 kHz
at 13:30 until 13:55 hours UTC on October 1st, 2019. And the SINPO was 44333. Hello, Mr. D. Sarkar. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. We have conveyed your complaint to our management. Thank you. Listener Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song for our regular listener around the world. Enjoy the song and happy listening.
Here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, today's Miscellany is about Siak Bermada Festival 2019. The 20th anniversary of Siak Regency fell on October 12, 2019. It was celebrated with Siak Bermada Festival 2019, which means Siak Festival of Praise 2019. This event was enjoyed not only by people of Siak, but also from other regencies in Riau. Siak Bermada Festival was an event with various activities such as Malayan dances from various Malayan cultures and international cultural parade opened on October 10, 2019. Regent of Siak, Alfredi, said the parade was part of Siak Bermada Festival. The festival was held on October 10th until 12th
and joined by 24 teams. Two among them were from Pahang and Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Meanwhile, teams of Riau Province were from Rokan Hulu Regency and Pekan Baru City. Riau Islands Province sent teams from Lingga Regency and Batam City. From outside Riau and Riau Islands, there were also Malayan art and cultural groups from Jambi, Medan City of North Sumatra Province, and Banjarmasin City of South Kalimantan Province. After releasing the parade in front of Siak Palace, Alfredi said the Siak Bermada Festival aimed to introduce diverse culture of Malay. Despite of being Malayan, many regions have their own uniqueness and distinction. Later, Alfredi hoped Siak can be a center of Malayan culture in Riau, and Riau become center of Malayan culture in Indonesia. Previously, Riau Governor who opened the Siak Bermada Festival 2019 said that Siak had been inaugurated as Siak, the truly Malay. Siak Bermada Festival 2019 was themed Green Siak, Sustainable Siak. The theme was related to environment and preservation efforts in the region. This year, the parade had more participants. In 2018, there were only 1,060 participants, but there were more than 1,100 this year. In the event, Siak Regency government also provided aid for earthquake victims in Sigi Regency, Central Sulawesi, amounting to 330 million rupiahs and gave souvenirs to art teams participating in Siak's 20th anniversary. So listener, that was Miscellany for today. I'm Purisa Pidadala. See you next time.
Kemarin dan esok nanti, kenangan dan harapan bercahaya di dalam hati. Sejuta mimpi menjadi nyata.
Untuk menjadi teman.
untukmu.
Cintaku,
you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today we will discuss one song entitled Sudah Sudahlah, sung by Rama Davis and Alika. Rama Davis, the singer who has successfully collaborated with senior musician Melly Goeslaw on the original soundtrack Eiffel I'm in Love 2, now chose Alika as his duet friend. Meanwhile, Alika, after releasing her third album at the beginning of the last year and had released several singles, this year she was determined to be more productive in the music world by presenting a more fresh songs. Her determination began with the song Sudah Sudahlah with Rama Davis. Sudah Sudahlah was created by Rama Davis, Alika, and Kevin Ruenda. This song tells about everyone's feelings about a complicated relationship, and they are both committed to ending the relationship well. Through this song, Rama and Alika want to convey to all listeners that loving yourself is the most important thing in life. And listener, here is Sudah Sudahlah, sung by Rama Davis and Alika.
Kau tahu aku tak suka. Tak ada ruang. Kau tahu ku tak suka. Mengapa kau selalu datang menggangguku di hari yang nyaman tanpa kamu?
Bukannya aku tak percaya kamu, ku ingin kau bagi waktumu bersamaku. Berkali-kali kau tak balas pesanku, takkan nyaman aku tanpa kamu. Sudah-sudahlah, akhiri semua.
Dirimu,
diriku
tak baik bersatu.
Sudahlah kita.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sunyi ku impikanmu, ku lukiskan kita bersama, namun selalu aku bertanya, adakah aku di mimpimu? Di hatiku terukir namamu, cinta rindu beradu satu, namun selalu aku bertanya, adakah aku di hatimu? Telah ku nyanyikan alunan-alunan senduku, telah ku bisikan cerita.
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safri Adela. See you on the next English program.